going to work every day. You know, that's about it.
Did you ever think in your years playing with Brett that you would face him?
No. I face him. I think I used to face him all the time, but it's different now. It's a little different, but no big deal. Y'all good? Appreciate it. Y'all good?
Now, when you first came in the league, could you ever imagine you coming close to Sterling's record?
No. You know, that's I would have never thought it would happen, you know, in my whole career. But, you know, to be able to play as long as I played, you know, you think of all the things that all the great receivers that played before you, and to be close to those guys. And now only 5 catches away from passing Sterling for all time, that's big. And I'm happy, and I know Sterling will probably give me a call to tell, you know, make sure that one way or another I don't get those balls, but I'm going to get them one way or another.
At that point, you're just worrying about making a team. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's all it was about, you know. And I go back, and I was talking to Ron Wolf a couple of days, today, rather, and we were just talking about how, you know, you would have never expected that to happen, you know. And he said, you know, I told him, I remember him taking the, you know, saying, hey, this is all you, you know. I got everything riding on you. So I went out there and just did what I had to do and made plays and ended up making the team. So after that, I just wanted to stay here. And now I've been here for a long time, and to be close to all those great guys and surpass half of those guys, it's an honor.
If you could do that with, you know, Brett obviously on the other side, you caught more
season. Well, I don't know. That ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen. I mean, I'm gonna do it with Aaron Rodgers, so it ain't gonna happen.
Would that mean a little bit to have
him? I don't know. I mean, I know when it happens. Right now, it ain't happening. I need 5 catches. So when that happens, I'll let you know how I feel. It won't be that weird. I mean, I watched him on TV when he was wearing the Jets jersey, so it wasn't that weird. So, I mean, I don't think it'll be a big issue. You know, I think the biggest thing with us is that we know we have to play the Vikings. It's not just one guy. But we got to go out there and execute, and when we do that, then we'll be fine.
Could you ever imagine yourself playing for a division rival after 16 years?
I don't know. You know, you never know. I mean, you kind of know. You never know what's going to happen. You know, you want to stay with one team your whole career, but you never know what's going to happen. And, you know, I hope I'll be here the rest of my career, but if not, then I have to go somewhere else and play. I have to still play.
Going into the bye, 3-1 sounds a whole lot better than 2-2.
That's our goal. You know, we've been pushing the issue right now that we want to be 3-1 by the bye. And that's our goal. We wish we could be 4-0, but instead we have to take 3-1.
What's the message to the younger guys in the team going into an environment like you guys are going to play in on Monday?
We haven't said anything to them. I think these are all grown men. They understand exactly what this game means to us. I mean, it's a division game. It's a rival. And it's just going out there playing. You know, I think once they get into that stadium and everything starts going crazy, they'll feel it. You know, it ain't hard. It's a playoff game. You know, it's one of those playoff mentalities, and we just got to go out there and execute.
How tough is it in that dome environment there in the microphone?
It's not that bad. I mean, I've played there a long time. You know, I think once you get the crowd out of it, then you're fine. You know, you just don't want that horn going off. That's one thing you don't want. You don't want to hear that noise. But if you hear that noise, that means they're doing something good. If you don't hear that noise, then that means we're doing something good. So that's what we want to plan on doing.
A game with this magnitude going up against Favre, how is it for you guys to try to keep everything in check as far as not get that too many emotions get a little bit too wild?
No, we know what we have to do. You know, it's another rival game for us. It's a big division game. And that's kind of where our mindset now, that we only control what we do. We can't control anyone else. So we got to go out there and execute, make sure we don't do the pre-snap penalties and minimal mistakes, and we got to make sure we catch the ball.
Have you talked to your old buddy at all, Mr. Favre?
Not yet. No, we haven't talked.
Yeah, you expect to hear
from him? I don't know. I mean, maybe not, but I'll see him either before the game or after the game, one way or the other.
You got that big smile on your face. I got a feeling you're not being straight with him.
I'm always telling the truth, man. I don't lie. I tell the truth all the time. I guess, you know, so many people told us we couldn't win there, and that was our mindset going in. I think when Coach McCarthy came in is that we have to win. We have to win. And we have to win division games. It doesn't matter where we play at. But everyone said we couldn't win in the dome, and I think now our mindset is that we can win anywhere. And I think that's how you have to play. I mean, so many people said they couldn't win in Lambeau, and that's what we wanted to make sure, that every time someone walked in Lambeau, they know they can't win. And I think that was the mystique that was going on in Minnesota, that we, at that point, we couldn't win. But now it's up. You know, we can go down there and take care of business, and we'll win a game.
You guys have had slow starts of late. Obviously, it's critical to get over there. You know, if you can get points on the first drive, take the crowd out of it.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you want to start fast. I mean, that's our goal. We gotta be smart, sound, and tough. And that's our goal right now. If we continue playing that way, like we played last week, then we'd be good.